I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Webster Game Fish and Parks offices, Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist. And first of all, ice conditions, I imagine from Marshall or Brown or down to northern Day County, it's probably better ice, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say most lakes, you know, to the north are going to have better ice. You know, over the weekend, there were vehicles out on Roy Lake. I've heard from 9 to 13 inches of ice up there. But then you come down further, Wall Bay, there's still pockets of open water on that, but there are probably some open water as well. So yeah, it's one of those years where things aren't uniform and people need to be extremely careful when they're going out on that ice. Make sure you let somebody know where you're going to be or try to fish with somebody else just in case something goes wrong.
Well, I imagine Roy Lake, that must have been one of the few that didn't totally open up again then. Otherwise, I don't know how it could be at 8 or 9 inches already.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. It was, you know, it's more in kind of in that bay or area. I think on the west side is where the vehicles were. So yeah, that probably didn't open up. But you know, like I said, last few days we've been warm again, and you know, there's been some moisture come down on top of that ice. So things are going to be iffy again for a while. That's for sure.
Pheasant hunters, they finding more birds or much hunting pressure to your knowledge?
You know, there's a little bit of pressure on the weekends. I don't think we're seeing much during the week. Most people in Day County are probably going to that western part of the county. Sounds like, you know, everyone's they're getting some birds. I don't think we're seeing a whole lot of limits being shot, but they are getting a few birds, and, you know, it's good to see that there are some birds in the county yet.
Is there some other lakes that might be out of bounds? I know Reitz isn't settled yet, so that's off limits. But a caller had said they knew some lakes might be posted in Clark County. Is there anything new developed in Day to your knowledge?
You know, not to my knowledge. People should go on our website if they want. If they've been legitimately closed, they have to have the signs that Game Fish and Parks is providing, and they should be listed on our website. So go there, and that should be the most current information that is out there.
Would that be on the fishing link, obviously?
Right. Right now, I think they're going to launch a new website pretty soon, so it probably be in a little different location here in the next couple weeks, but you should be able to find it on that website still.
Well, perch fishermen, do you think Waw Bay and Bitter will still be kind of the top two?
Yeah, Waw Bay will be for sure. Waw Bay is pretty similar to what it has been probably for the last 10 years as far as perch abundance and size. Sounded like over the weekend there were some nice perch caught and some limits came off of Waw Bay up on that north end, as well as in the refuge people fishing there. Bitter, you know, we're going to see some perch there. We don't have the abundance that we did a few years ago, but the fish you catch are probably going to be some of the larger ones again.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you. Well, now on the phone we have Doug Elvine from the Isaac Walton League, and the Big Ice Fishing Derby is scheduled again this year, as it has been for many years. Saturday, December 30th from 1 to 5 on Lake Impesca. Headquarters, the prop at Stony Point, but you can weigh your fish in like every year at Impesca Lodge or the prop. And you know, the way the winter's settling down now and making good ice, I think December 30th hopefully will still work.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, looking at the forecast that week or two before the tournament on December 30th, talking nighttime lows, maybe even below zero, so that'll make some ice.
Yeah, and without a lot of snow on the lake, it'll make good, solid ice, and that's what we need.
Yeah, that's for sure. You get people out there that like to feel comfortable when they're out there fishing and not have to worry about the ice and just go out and catch some fish and have some fun.
Well, this is a fundraiser for a lot of the money to put towards the youth programs that the Ikes do in conservation projects. Is there any upcoming projects you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, right now our fishing tournament is our big one at this time of the year. But we're also, you know, we have two scholarships that we give, one at the high school and one at Lake Area Tech that helps raise money for. And then we get into spring, we have our microwave lecture series and always have a lot of other things like our Isaac Walton Trail out at Memorial Park, and we've got a native prairie that we have to maintain out by City Park, and you know, things like that. So there's all kinds of projects all, you know, year round that we've got going on. Right now, our focus right now is on our fishing tournament.
You know, every year you have a lot of prizes, and usually I believe every youngster, boy or girl, that attends that just about wins a prize. And the merchants,
every youth that enters and fishes in our tournament, they come to the weigh-in at the prop at 5 o'clock. We have drawings for the kids, and every I pretty much guarantee that every kid will get a prize, and then we have a lot of nice prizes too. Every runnings has been really good about giving us quite a number of quality prizes. We get some from Proud Angler and Kent Escalage, and some other places once in a while too. I think Jiffy. Last year we had some prizes from Jiffy.
Yep.
And
I'll
so
get
it's
you some
really
more.
Good. And I think that's one of the biggest things I'd like to encourage people is we really like to see the kids out there fishing. They have so much fun when we see the kids out there, you know, with their parents or grandparents or whoever it is. We really like to see the kids get out.
Yep, and I'll get some more Jiffy prizes to you again this year, too, for the kids, okay. Doug. And, of course,
sure.
It is the Ike's Derby. Next and last question, where can they get tickets?
Tickets this year, you can get them at the main headquarters is the prop. You can get them at Campesca Lodge, Proud Angler, and the Cowboy Bait and Ammo. And those are the main places. And also any Isaac Walt member. If you know someone that's an Ike's member for the Campesca chapter, they all have a book of tickets to sell. So you can get them from them. And I just want to remind people that when you buy one of our tickets, you can still win some money. You don't even have to fish. If you can't fish, we have a $100 cash drawing every hour that your name will be in there. And so you can still have a chance to win, even if you can't get out there and fish. Good cash prizes. We have two cash prizes every hour for largest walleye, and then at the end of the day, we have a cash prize for largest crappie, perch, northern pike, and bass. And we also give out prizes for the youth for largest perch and largest northern. So we have a lot of good prizes, and everybody has a good time. And last year there was quite a few fish caught.
Well, Doug Alvine from the Ikes, your tournament Saturday, December 30th on Lake Campesca. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, talking to Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And around here, Bryce, is it mainly just maybe a few walk out on a lake or two, or what are you seeing for fishermen?
Yeah, that's about it. We've seen maybe one or two fishermen on just about every area lake. There seems to be a lot of caution so far, which I appreciate. So not a ton of fishermen yet, but every once in a while you'll see somebody on a lake here or there.
Well, as far as goose numbers, might have a couple hundred in the Watertown area, maybe just kind of a few flocks every direction from here?
Yeah, that's really about it, especially Coddington County. A few geese in the Watertown city limits. You see a few geese out on Pelican Lake, and then maybe a small flock of Canada geese left on Goose, and then maybe a couple left on Long Lake, but very little hunting pressure out there, maybe a couple pass shooters. But if we've got anybody looking to hunt waterfowl, I'm assuming they're either going to be headed to the Missouri River here pretty soon or up to the power plant at Big Stone.
How about pheasant hunters? Are you seeing hunting pressure on a regular basis or just weekends?
I think we could really use a little bit of snow for the pheasant hunters. That would probably get more hunters out on the landscape. Haven't seen very many lately. So as far as harvest goes, we just haven't seen much.
As far as violations during the East River deer, how would you rate them as compared to past years?
I would say a lot better. I don't know if that contributed to the fact that we just don't have a whole lot of deer tags, but everybody followed regulations pretty good. We didn't have hardly any trespassing violations, very few shooting from the road violations, and I think that's just due to the fact that we don't have a whole lot of tags out there.
Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer out of the Watertown office, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head over to Esteline, Hamlin County Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And Dan, as far as fishing, I imagine an occasional angler about every lake around?
Yeah, pretty much every lake's had some kind of pressure on it. I think people are just really getting that itch to finally get out. The ice, you know, it was solid ice this last weekend. I was out Saturday to enjoy it. But, I mean, they're 4 or 5 inches around. You know, with the way the weather has been, I don't know what the conditions have turned it to, but most of the lakes seen some kind of pressure. Clear Lake, John, Albert, Ponset, Fish Lake over in Goole. Definitely seeing, you know, plenty of people out, you know, trying to chase fish around. So,
ATVs or walking fishermen, any problems?
90% of them have been walking out. I don't suggest taking four-wheelers out. We did have one go in on Ponset. I think it was last Sunday that it went in. They did. Everyone was fine. They got it out okay. Just kind of one of them deals where, you know, people are kind of pushing that bite out there a little sooner than what it needs to be. You know, with that size limit that came off on Ponset, and everyone's really excited to get out there and catch lots of walleyes, it's just not worth it yet. I mean, if people can hold off for a couple more weeks, I mean, we're gonna hopefully build some ice. If it ever does get cold, we should build some ice, you'd hope. But there's definitely plenty of season left to be chasing fish.
Goose hunters, still a few birds around?
Since everything really locked up, I've seen a lot fewer birds around, so I think the goose hunters are pretty much hanging stuff up and kind of calling the season an end. So,
pheasant hunters?
Still a handful of those around with, you know, public land areas. I mean, there's still plenty of people out hunting that. I've seen a handful of people on some private ground trying to really focus on the cattail sloughs where, you know, these birds are going to really start bunching up that here soon. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Esteline, South Dakota. Thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices, talking to Dave Lucchese, biologist. And as far as, first of all, let's talk about hunting, maybe some waterfowl left between Sioux Falls and Brookings.
Yeah, you know, down around Madison, I got a report that there were still Canadian geese and some snow geese using must be a little spot of open water out on Lake Madison. And a guy that I know was able to bag himself a honker when they came off. So I think that's good. I did hear a report too that you get down on the river down with Springfield, that area, that area is really picked up. They're seeing mallards, geese, stuff like that. So that area is good. Most of the rest of the region, though, waterfowl are really sparse. You know, the snow geese have all but moved out, and there's a few small flocks of Canadas, but the bulk of the birds have left.
Well, Dave, last week you talked about Campbell might be a pretty good lake to try for first ice. Has that got fishing pressure yet?
Yeah, you know, there's a few people getting out there. I think they're hitting the south side there. I heard of a report of some walleyes being caught. So I think that's one to try. And then the other body of water around the region that's getting some early pressure is Lake Whitewood. And sounds like they're catching some perch. I've heard of a few really nice walleyes being caught. It doesn't sound like it's crazy or anything, but the report I got was that there was, you know, upwards of 100 parties out there on the weekend. So it's already ramping up. And then people around here, the other place they're headed is Lake Ponset. And of course, you know, now you're able to harvest those 14 and a half inch walleyes, and I think they're making catches of those.
Pheasant hunters still out there trying, finding some birds, to your knowledge?
Yeah, I think they are. I there's not a lot of hunting pressure, but the people who have gone out have at least gotten some shots. If you got a dog and you're willing to do some walking, you know, they're getting some shooting, and most of them are bagging at least a bird or two in a hunt. So it's spotty, but if you get in the right spots, it's pretty good.
Biologist Dave Lucchese from the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Well, now we travel out north of Pier at the Goose Trailer. That's at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, and Game Fish and Parks personnel are there. And we're talking to Tim Weathers. And Tim, the aerial flight for goose and duck counts, did they fare better this week with population moving in?
You know, yeah, they were able to finally fly yesterday. We had a break in the weather. You know, the guys were able to get up in the airplane, got in flight in. Numbers look pretty decent. We kind of figured those birds we had lost as far as Canada's a few weeks ago in the flight, that they had moved east to west into some sloughs, and that must have been the case because they're back on Oahe and, you know, also down, you know, downriver, sharp area. Duck numbers even come way back up. I think they were down, the last flight was around 50,000. This time they're well over 100,000. So the ducks, not sure where they'd went or if we just got some new different birds from the north end, but that number looks real good again, too.
Is there any ice at all down below? I imagine none up above.
You know, some of the areas did freeze. I heard even on Oahe, you know, some of them back in the creek type stuff, you know, a few weeks ago. But I think since then, a lot of that's all, I mean, most everything's opened back up. The pond area here is, you know, it's frozen over now. It was open yet last week, but didn't take too many days. That little colder stuff we had at the end of the week kind of iced it over. But as far as I know, most everything's still open water from North Dakota from the South Dakota border on down.
Tim, do you think the birds even below the dam are moving out to that west and northwest area where there are birds in that Sheehan area?
You know, they have been going west. The ones that are in town, it just varies on how far west they decide to go. The guys I've talked to, there have been some, you know, quite a few hunters out on some of that unrestricted stuff. Doing pretty decent on some days. Depends on weather. You know, of course, any time we're working with those birds, you know, the town-type birds, they don't move any further than they have to get the food.
Do you have any snow on the ground in the Pier area?
No, we don't have any snow. Only snow we have is like underneath something that maybe was covered. I have a goose pit that filled up with some snow underneath stuff that I'm cleaning out right now.
If they have any questions, can they call the Goose Trailer, and what's that number?
Yeah, they can sure give us a call. We'll try to answer any other questions. Number here is area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Weathers, Game Fish and Parks at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Thank you. Now we head up to Grant County. Conservation Officer Jamie Peckelder and Welfare Goose Hunters, Sunday the 17th at sunset. That's it for eastern South Dakota. Is there plenty of birds up in that power plant area?
Yeah, there's been quite a few that are showing up now. Everything's kind of froze up in the area, and quite a few geese have showed up early this week, and guys are doing okay past shooting.
Maybe on that north area and then west of the plant?
Yeah, they're both areas have been real good. It seemed like Monday there were several guys out there, and it didn't really matter because geese were flying out every direction.
And as far as the lake, Big Stone Lake, just a couple inches of ice, not safe yet?
I wouldn't recommend it yet. Last Saturday, I took a look at it, and there's about an inch to 3 inches max out there, and just not quite ready yet.
And as far as late-season pheasant hunters, do you think they're bagging a few or out trying?
There's a few guys out trying, and they're pleasantly surprised at what they're seeing. They're getting a few. I mean, not huge numbers, but they're seeing some.
Any word from ice conditions on Traverse or talk to anybody in that area?
I haven't really heard, but I would suspect that it's real similar to what Big Stone has.
Jamie Peckelder, Conservation Officer out of Grant County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.